as many people are transitioning out of the military, they're really getting offered 20, 25 bucks an hour, right? I mean, it's actually disgusting to me. When you and I know as commission-based guys that if you just have a little bit of grit and you're open to learning, you can go do sales and make 65, 75 pretty easily.
Yeah, it's not
Right?
hard. And some are natural and some can learn it. I think there is no one clear-cut answer. But I think the problem is not so much the sales job. The problem is I see more often is the institution that's controlling that sales job because they are putting the pressure on. They are asking you to do more work. And if you do well, the only thing they want you to do is do even better.
Yeah.
So it's really hard. And I see a lot of companies cycle through that. They know they're going to get a young guy. They know they only have a year tops, maybe two, and then they could just continue that cycle, which is the reality of a lot of sales jobs, but it doesn't have to be. Some are comfortable and lucrative, and you're not killing yourself with the hours. Like you have to find that balance.
Right. Well, I think too, that's where we get into the division between a W-2 sales position, where you
Right.
have a manager who checks in on your KPIs or your CSFs,
Yeah.
who micromanages you because you're a W-2, versus a commission-only role. There's nobody telling you, hey, you're not doing enough inspections, right? Like you can do your own thing. The second part of this is when we look at it, this is one thing we did in the Army combatives program that I thought was really, really good, and I think it applies to sales. Which is you have this graduated system of rewards and a graduated system of competition. And I think that in sales, the companies I've seen that do really well leave you alone, but incentivize you to continue to play the game, right? So
Yeah.
they're not these task drivers or like, hey, Eddie, if you want to do well, we're going to give away a trip to Cancun this year.
Right.
You want to do that, and that kind of graduated. We did that in combatives as well, where we had these stages where we were incentivizing people to do more, right?
Yeah.
Because at some point that's all volunteer.
Yeah, and I think that's where the leadership ties into the sales. I do believe they're connected because you could have great managers and great leaders in the organization that could help the salespeople, or it could be toxic where the opposite is happening. So I think the function of the success of sales also rides on the leadership that's in charge of it as well. So
Right.
I do believe that they are connected strongly.
Well, just sales aside, just in business, period, the number one reason people are leaving jobs is toxic leadership, period. Like we live in a day now where if I got fired today or quit today, I can go on Indeed, I can go on LinkedIn, I can go on these platforms, and I could probably get a job fairly quickly. Right, especially right now with the depressed worker supply. So this idea that I've got to go work for this slave driver, that worked in my dad's day. I don't see that really working out that much now. And I definitely don't see it in the remote world and with all the remote sales opportunities working in a sales force.
Yeah. And I know there's always going to be a need for salespeople, no matter what
Always.
is going on, and especially in the harder times, because now they're more valuable. The good ones are even more valuable because they're
That's right.
fighting for something that's for less resources.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I've learned early on. My first sales job, I'm not considering pumping gas because that's a New Jersey thing, but I used to try to upsell people for fun. Like, do you need
Right.
an oil change or do you need a quart of oil? How about we do this? Just to kill time. So I don't consider that, but the first one was selling gym memberships.
No,
And
nice.
and then they gave you like this 3-day crash course. Like here's like the how do you enter in computer and here are the different types, and then it's good luck. Never any training after that. And then all you get are daily calls. It used to be 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and what are your sales? And that was it. So there was no follow-on training, there was no rehearsing, there was no, it was just strictly about numbers. Which eventually led to very unethical practices because there was no oversight, there was high pressure, and that's what And I'm sure you've heard of, you look like you're my age. I'm sure you heard of Bally Total Fitness.
Yep.
It was that one. And they were probably as corrupt as a gym could get, and the reputation followed it. And yeah, so that was one of the other things. I'm like, we should be doing training. You know, we should be, you know, taking this downtime and going through these rehearsals, because, you know, in sales, you're going to see the same scenario repeat itself. It's just a matter of which one.